the issue of Tshwane. And yes, Tshwane is exhausting for all sorts of reasons. One of the reasons is that there's been this ongoing battle as to who is going to run the city. But we know the latest development in the last week is that the Tshwane Municipal Council had been dissolved. And that meant it was going to be put under administration. And that also meant that it was going to elections in 90 days or so. But essentially, you remember, there are residents out there, and you, I'm sure, are one of them, who's going through this process just having to deal with a city that's completely dysfunctional at the moment. I'm quite sure that when you try to get problems solved, it's virtually impossible because although they're foot soldiers on the ground who continue to try to work, they're actually rudderless at the moment. They do not have anyone in charge. The administrator who is supposed to take over following the dissolution is not quite there yet. So let's speak to Edwin Sidi, because this is an issue that came up as the Gauteng Provincial Executive Council reported to all the people concerned, especially the residents who are affected by what's happened in Tshwane for the last few months. Edwin, good afternoon. Great to have you with us. So I believe there was a feedback session in terms of what all the stakeholders have got to do to get service delivery back on track. Is there any good news in that regard?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Joanne, well, I'm here at Ikageng Community Centre in Mamelodi. This is where Gauteng COGTA MEC Leboga Maile is now engaging the residents with regard to the decision by the executive to dissolve the the council, and as well as to put the metro under administration. Well, when we arrived here, we started by speaking to him just to get a sense as to what is that is going to tell the public here. So he said that, well, we are here to address them about the decision that was taken by the Exco last week. Remember that the decision was announced last week, Thursday, by Gauteng Premier David Makhura, announcing that this metro will be placed under Section 193. Well, now eight of the MECs are crisscrossing the province, rather the city, in an attempt to get the views of the public and also to tell them as to why and how they came to the decision of placing the metro under administration. Well, what he told us is that, either they say yes or no, the decision has been taken, but their main task today is to come and tell them that this is the decision that we have taken, and of course to hear from them as to how do they feel about that, and also to address issues that are very close to the hearts of many South Africans, that is service delivery. I should also mention that this morning I was with the Premier of the province, David Makhura, at Sikeko Clinic there in Hammanskraal, that is in the north of Pretoria. That clinic was built, for a number of years, and it was supposed to be opened last year in August, but due to the political bickering, in the city council there, the clinic could not be opened. And I have to say that this is a state-of-the-art facility that could serve many residents that side. So the main aim of the MECs, rather the ESCO, to come in this area is to come and tell them basically about their decision and hear their feelings. I should say that I've spoken to several residents, particularly in Hammanskraal, and you will remember that this is the area that has been battling with water for a number of years, even before the DA took over the administration of Tshwane. They are saying that some of them, in fact, I should say that they are mixed feelings about the decision that has been taken by the Exco to dissolve and as well as to put the metro under administration. They are saying that others are saying, well, it is a good move because they are battling themselves with regard to services. You would know that last week there was an issue with water. So while others are also saying that, this thing is just nonsensical. This is just an attempt by politicians, to try and come and bribe us about the decision that they themselves took before they can even come and ask us as to whether should the metro be put under administration or not. So, in simple terms, the view is that there are mixed feelings here with regard to the decision by Exco to dissolve the municipality as well as to put the metro under administration. Joanne?
Right. So Edwin, when is the administrator actually going to arrive to take over?
Well, there was a confusion last week after the announcement by Makhura that immediately after that announcement, that would mean that the metro is under administration and as well as the dissolvement of the council. However, they moved to clarify on Saturday, saying that no, this period will last for 14 days since the announcement by the Exco, that is last week on Thursday. So what we are hearing now, the latest that we are hearing is that next week we are likely to see the administrators be appointed to run the metro before the by-elections could take place in 90 days. So what is going to happen as as we speak now is that, well, when I spoke to Makura earlier, he said that by next week we should see that particular appointment of the administrator, who of course, will be assisted by other specialists in different spheres of, of service delivery and as well as of government. However, I should also add that it appears that that move could be stalled because the DA has also mentioned that they will approach the court in terms of trying to stop the process because they believe that that was illegal. So, in simple terms, the DA, it's a matter of wait and see as to whether the DA is still going ahead with that. However, I should also add that Makura and as well as the MEC for Kokta, Lebogang Maila, are saying court or no court, we are going to implement the decision. One of the questions that I asked is that, is this not premature? Because remember, they are supposed to have a concurrence from a national office of COCTA, that is the office of Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, as well as the National Council of Provinces and also the Gauteng legislature. So that concurrent process, we are still waiting for it. And one of the questions that I also posed to them is that, are you guys obviously campaigning for the ANC? So they were very angry about that particular question, saying that, you know what, we are not acting here. I mean, this is not a political move, but that this is the government's concern in an attempt, you know, to address service delivery issues and as well as to brief the public about the decision that was taken by EXCO last week, Joanne.
Edwin, thank you for bringing us that comprehensive wrap. Edwin Siri, live to us there from Hammanskraal.